In a bid to get more families to the district, the Corunda East Murray Council is offering a whopping 90% cash rebate on 17 of its residential blocks at Ponderosa Estate. Corunda East Murray CEO Matthew Morgan joins me now. Hi there, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well, thank you. And gosh, some blocks of land being sold for as little as $1,500. Tell us about this incentive.
Yeah, it's just one of the initiatives that Council has been considering for some time now about how to stimulate local development. And I think given the other rebates that are available from the federal and state governments to encourage people to build homes, it was just an opportune time to really have a good look at it. So we've got some land that we've owned for a few years now, and we're hoping to sell that on. So blocks range in price from around $16,500 up to around $20,000, but once people start building on these blocks, and as long as they build before 31st of March next year, Council will provide them with a cash rebate on the land purchase. So
We
want to make sure that people get in, they take advantage of the other rebates that are available, and they start building. So we really want to encourage people to come to Corunda, and whether that's young families, retirees, whether that's tradies. We don't have a plumber in town, so you know, it'd be great to have these sorts of skill sets coming into the community.
And how can the Council afford to pay for these rebates?
Yeah, look, the land is land has been owned by Council for quite some time. So Council views it as an investment in the future. So obviously sitting there idle at the moment, not being developed, is not helping Council out either. It's not helping our community. So if we can pass that on and cover the cost of conveyancing to people who are willing to build and live in the community, then we feel that's a win-win.
And what do you love about the area? Why do you think people should come and maybe have a bit of a tree change and move to the town?
It has got a lot going for it, this community, and I think it's some of the key themes that we pulled out of workshops with the community were, you know, it's safe, it's inviting, it's that local country feel, but it's still got the services you need. So there's the Corunda Area School, which is reception through to Year 12. There's Mallee Kids Childcare, which operates 5 days a week. There's the hospital with the emergency department. We've got a doctor. We've got chemists. We've got the supermarket. We've got a local police officer. So we've got all the main services that people would want in the town. And it's only about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 from Adelaide CBD as well. So, you know, whether it's a young family looking to start out and, you know, set up their own business and set up their house and join a new community, or whether it's retirees looking for a base station on which to go on their travelling adventures, we just think that Corunda's got so much to offer.
Yeah. Is there any way that you're going to check that the people who buy it are actually going to move in as opposed to just renting it out or buying it as an investment?
Look, I guess the main thing is we want the development to occur, and there is actually a shortage of rental properties in the town as well. So even if people were to buy it and then to rent it out, that would still help us out because it would make new properties available in the rental market within the local township. But I believe, you know, if people want to take advantage of the federal rebates at the moment as well and the first homeowners grant, they have to live in the house for a year anyway.
Mm.
So that will encourage people to actually live in the community.
So to receive the rebate, buyers must begin building before March 31. I imagine they need to have a chat to the council as well and put a bid in. How do they do that and get in touch?
Yeah, so at the moment we're expecting we're going to get inundated with phone calls very, very soon. So what we encourage people to do is have a look at the website and have a look at the location of the properties, and maybe even check out Google Maps, maybe even come for a drive. Then call the council office on 857-81004.
Can you just say that again? You just dropped out a bit with the phone number.
Yep, 857-81004, which is the council phone number. And what we'll do is we'll put everyone into a waiting list, and then we'll contact them all in order that they've called us. So we'll be getting back to people in the waiting list. And then I guess if land does become available in the future as well, we've got a list of people we can contact should federal land become available. So.
Oh, beautiful. And Matthew Morgan, CEO of Corunda East Murray, you're actually going to become a CEO in Port Lincoln soon. You'll be making a bit of a change yourself.
It is, yeah. So this week is actually my last week. So it's great to see another initiative that Council's rolling out. And look, to be quite honest, it's a little bit bittersweet. I'm looking forward to the opportunities over at Port Lincoln, but I'm a little bit sad that I won't get to see some of these projects that we've been working on come to fruition. I'll have to come back early in the new year, and I'm hoping that there'll be quite a few new houses in these areas. And the other projects we've got on at the moment, like the Corunda Playground projects and the Mallee Playground trial. So there's some really good projects going on in this community at the moment, and I'll definitely have to be back early in the new year to see how they've been finished off.
Oh, you sound like a proud parent.
Yes, no, it's something you can't not be proud of what this community is doing.
Oh, well, good on you and all the best with it. Thanks so much for your time today, Matthew.
No worries. Thank you, Jenny.